Let me introduce myself. My name's Ken Looper. I'm not the preacher. I haven't been up here speaking before. I just happen to fill in. Actually, I'll tell you about this in just one second here. Can you turn on the... What? What did we do? This is the second thing when I went up earlier. Okay, a brief look at honor from God's perspective. I'm a person, I really don't like standing behind a podium. I spent most of my life, I worked with the Department of Defense, and we had to give a lot of presentations. This isn't a presentation. It's my thoughts and my feelings about the issue of honor. And it starts back here, if I can click on this now.
You're pushing the laser button.
Okay, can you see this? This says Shenzhen, China. This is where I was 2 months ago when I was looking out the window there. And then I get this email that comes through on my iPhone, and it says, "Hi." It didn't even say, "Hi, Kenny." It says, "Hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Are you available to preach either the 23rd or the 30th of December at the Fillmore Church of Christ?" I don't know how many of you people are from the Fillmore Church of Christ. I've had the opportunity for the last 6 months to speak once a month over there. Lovely, lovely group of people. And I wrote back and said, "Hey, I'm in Shenzhen, China, and the good Lord willing, I can possibly speak on the 30th. And so I wound up speaking there. And then from there, this led to me coming over to here. But this is another issue right here. You can't read this. I said, "Why this topic?" And I said, I was greatly impacted by the issue of honor when I was in China. What happened is, I will read it to you. I said, "This lady invited me to lunch today, and I'm thinking that I may need to work with my son." And what I was really doing, I'm 81 years old, and when you travel 8,000 miles away and you go to a foreign country, what do you think about? You want to be careful about what you eat, what you're doing, what you're not doing. So you're somewhat guarded, and I was in a lovely hotel, 200 things to eat, and I was eating about the 6-7 things each day there. So I was concerned a little bit about going someplace else to eat and not knowing who's going to order what. And I further say in here, I said, "I don't want to put her out. I don't want to put her out. I don't want to offend anyone. I want to be courteous about this. I'm a guest in somebody else's country." And what an honor it was for her just to invite me to go out to dinner. But I'm not sure I want to do that. My daughter sends back, and that's what she says. It's the Chinese way to order food, to show respect for you. So take one bite and then leave the rest alone. But she talked about respect. It's a Chinese way. Even then, I tried to wiggle out of this, but I didn't. And I say this because when I talk about this issue of honor, sometimes we wiggle out of the possibility of showing honor to others. Now, I go here. Two people pick me up, and I'm thinking I'm going to go to Peking's restaurant and get a little bowl of soup. I walk in this place. And you can't see this clearly, but there's 9 fish tanks there. Shellfish, lobster, shrimp, squid. All I wanted was just some clear soup with a little sprinkle of something on this. And I explained to the two people I was with. My daughter said, "Well, just tell them, point to your stomach and say, you know, I'm having a little trouble." And so I did. And here's the point that I wanted to make. I can click this again. The people, they were so gracious in every little detail in what they did. The tea up to the left there. And the girl explained to me that this is special tea in China and the medicinal value to what this tea was. And the second thing were these special noodles. And then she gets down to the okra. And she explains in detail. Well, when I came back home, I looked it up, and sure enough, there's more. She told me more about okra, baby okra, and the nutritional value. They had planned on fixing a big fish dinner for me, and this is what it was, along with another dish. And so I thought it was over with. But no, before I can get through, I'm given this, and she unfolds it and puts the thing out and said, "This is from a special painter in Shenzhen. And I'm thinking, you know what? I was just invited out for lunch, and all of a sudden I'm getting a gift. And how far do you take this? Then, 2 days later, I'm going to have to shorten this. 2 days later, the whole family's inviting me out to a place for dinner. I go three gates to get there. Shenzhen is 20 million people. 20 million. 35 years ago, it was a fishing village of 1,000, 1,500 people. Now it's packed in 100-story high-rises. And one of the interesting things about this, when you talk about honor, if you'll allow me, I'm in the center. The two older gentlemen are on both sides of me. The oldest daughter, there's four daughters in the middle. The youngest one, they make sure that the child is honored. And I'm in the center of this. And this was just the example. And there's a lot of subtleties to this, the way I was treated. And I can't go into the detail. The meal was beyond anything I've experienced. And over here, and I talk about shades of honor. The next day, I'm invited out again. And I'm thinking, what's this all about? Has anybody invited you out today? You know, just say, I just showed up here. I'm, again, 8,000 miles from home. And this, here it is. Somebody walks, and before I leave, and they said, oh, wait, we want to give you something. And they pull us out. And, oh, by the way, here's the card, and here's the lot, and here's what it is. And it's 10 vials of Tibetan honey. And I thought, well, how nice that is. Gold box. Look on the back of this. And they're saying, this is what the president of China gives. No, you're not getting any of my... I know, you're looking at me like, Kenny, do I get some of this? I'm trying to make a point here. No, and she said, can I? This is what the president of China gives to incoming presidents. How would that make you feel? By the way, my point is, let's see if this here. Shades of the honor. One more. This happened 2 days later. This is one of the ladies that took me around, and it was with him. And she writes, Dear Father, I'm sorry to tell you that I will be busy with someone else tomorrow, so I can't attend, accompany you at Christina to attend the event. The event was going to a senior citizen place where there's 200 senior citizens, and I can't get into that, but that was the event. To attend the event, it's my great pleasure to meet you, and I will remember you all lifetime. Mind you, I've known these people for 4 days now. I was deeply impressed by your fatherly kindness. Wish to have... My voice almost breaks while I'm saying this now. Wish to have opportunity to see you again. Love you, Father. I don't think you're going to get these words here today. You may. We don't know each other well enough yet. But... Again, I repeat to you, put yourself in my position. I don't think anyone's experienced too many things like this where you meet someone and 4 days later you pick up your phone and this is what happened. The other person who couldn't speak English that well handed me her phone and said, and I didn't even know what it was, and I start to read this and I thought, oh my gosh, what a way of reaching out to people. What a way of showing value to someone. And so, boy, the purpose here that I've got into this is we're here on a Christian journey. And I listened to you this morning in the class, and you mentioned continuous, continuous, continuous. I heard you mention the word continuous 3 times. And what we're talking about here and what we are all on is this continuous journey here. And I've got this down, February the 10th, level of honoring people. You're saying, why am I here today and why are you hearing me? Because of experience I had, and the experience I had said, I want to share this with you. It touched my life in some way. And I'm hoping that we spend the next 15, 20 minutes here and look at God's Word and say, when we leave here today, we can say somehow in our mind, whether it's with our children, whether it's with our family, whether it's with the elders, whether it's with your husband or your wife, we somehow raise the bar in honoring others. Not because of what I'm saying, but because of what the words of God you're going to see show up here. So I'm saying all people. And this is the key principle behind all of it. If we do nothing else, by the way, I don't even know you, but I certainly appreciated your comments this morning because you kind of hit home on this. And we let this go because of the news media and television and what have you. And it says all people are of immeasurable value. And you say, oh yeah, I know that. No, we don't know that. Not we get bombarded, and I can see on Facebook the way people respond to different issues across the world. It's not the key principle within the Bible. It's all people are of immeasurable value to God. And say, okay, we can leave now, but let's go ahead and cover a few more verses. The biblical principle, see the value of people through the eyes of Jesus. Why? Because we look at John 4 and it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Whosoever. Whosoever is everyone. And we let that pass by. Honor means to show great respect, and that's what I received when I was in China. Great respect, and if there was any higher value, it wasn't the value of the honey. It was the value of the letter that I received. Some endearing comments that someone said to me. Esteemed greatly, I felt that. But before we even discuss and begin, I said, I'm not going to focus on one little thing here. What I'm looking at is 15 different aspects of the issue of honor. And say, let's put this all together and let's walk away with something. Before we can even talk about honor, you got to deal with the issue of humility. And that's what it says there in Proverbs 8:11. Humility comes before honor. So we have to keep that in mind. Humility is commanded by God. Humility shows trust in the Lord. A humble person has the right view of God, self, and others. And quite often, we do a pretty good job of God, a little bit on ourselves, but this notion about others, that's where I want to kind of hit it today. Who to honor? I want to talk about who to honor, how to honor, and the results of honor. And so when we say this, and you know this, I've been to all the Bible classes. I've been here since the church opened, like D. Hathaway. And we say, yeah, I know God, parents, the elderly, marriage, relationships. And I'm quoting, I wish we had time to go through each one of these verses. And those in authority, the elders, we've been through this. Well, actually, Brent asked me, he said, what are you going to speak on? I said, honor. And he said, are you going to mention us, Kenny? No, I'm just kidding. I can say that because they have a sense of humility about them. You can't always say things like that if people don't have that. A sense of authority, leaders, family of believers, all. That's what we have. So let's go through it a minute. All honored. You are worthy. And this is the thing. All honor belongs to God, and we know that. And I think you mentioned that today. Our total focus is on God, and God the Father and God the Son. You are worthy, our Lord. And this is in Revelation 4:11. To receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and God made us in our likeness, and so therefore, by His grace, we do receive honor. You say, oh, but man fell, and that's true. Then we bring in Jesus, and with Jesus, all of a sudden, we can be sanctified and justified and made holy again, and through God's statement, you and I can receive honor too. I'm jumping ahead of myself, but that's what this is. Then Jesus came, and that's what I said. Not only does God, the Scriptures tell us, God the Father, but God the Son is worthy of honor. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Honor the parents, and you know that. Where's the kids here? I want nothing else. Hold them in line. Let them read this. Look at this one right here. Watch this here. Their boys, honor the father and mother so that you may live long in the land. That isn't just for little children. This is the only verse. By the way, I like this. This is one of the few verses that have 10 references on the same thing. So honoring the father and mother must have been very, very, very important to the Lord to mention this 10 times in the scriptures. Honor the elderly. Stand up, show respect. I left one out, honor the needy. I'm sorry I did that. I did it by mistake, but there's one in there. And this is in Leviticus. Who else do we honor? The elders, of course. Who else do we honor? The marriage. We know that. We've had classes on each one of these. So I'm singing to the choir here. I know this. Well, who else do we honor? The governing authorities. Gary Chenault taught a class. One of the best classes I ever attended. And this is a difficult area to discuss. This is worthy of 3 weeks, 5 weeks of study. But all I'm saying to you at this moment in time, you know that God said honor the authorities. And we could dig right into all areas of this, but we don't have time. We're going to take this in summary. Honor the elders, double honor. I'm silent because they have a tough job. Process that, honor the elders, and think about it when you leave. Honor those or other leaders. There's other leaders in here. I went to a class, what was it, Thursday? Can I call you a leader? As good a Bible class as you could ever attend. A leader, I look at Debbie back there, in her own way, putting all the PowerPoint things together. There are people taking care of the kitchen, cleaning this, the restrooms. There's a lot of different aspects when the scriptures say honor the leaders. And they're talking about the leaders in the church, including the elders. Show proper respect for everyone. Whew. Now, this is not new to a single person in here. And yet, somehow we need to now and then back up and say, really? Everyone? That's everyone? I got some people that I don't think warrants that. Well, it says concerning this, it's honorable. The scriptures are clear at that. They say, hey, there's some issues out there that you run into. But the problem that we run into, it says, honor everyone from this point up here to this point here. And then we say, well, concerning people we have problem with, well, there's this many here. And you're like, no. Everyone may be this, and what you have real, genuine problems with is minuscule. And it says how to restore and forgive one another. And then it says, this is what I love. Right here. This has meant more to me. Honor the family of believers. Honor the family. The beauty of this verse. I use these three. There are different examples, but I use these different Bible verses. And it says, outdo one another. It doesn't say, just to honor. It's very specific. Outdo. Walk away with that. Walk away without doing. Let me make a confession. I don't think I've walked into the church with it on my mind on a Sunday morning to say, I'm going to outdo you in showing you honor. I might say, hi, Joni. How are you? Hi, Parker. This is, when you say outdo, that's a big ticket item. I can show you respect, and you can show me respect, and I can come back and say, I'm going to outdo you. These aren't my words. This is the thing. This is God's telling us what to do. And we don't process that. When we say outdo, and to me, when I thought about this, in fact, I even spent time going back and reading in the book of Romans and saying, Paul wrote this to the Romans, and what church was this? Where is this church that you can call upon people? And then I did, and I thought, well, in the early church, you can almost see where people were living close together and next to each other and selling their houses and outdoing one another and sharing and giving and looking after one another. But we live in a different society today where we get together once a week on Saturday, on Sunday night, and perhaps on Wednesday, and within a family, within a physical family, we tend maybe to outdo one another if you've been a good Christian family. But he doesn't say this. He didn't say a little good Christian family. In this verse, he's saying the brotherhood, love one another and outdo. When you process that, outdo, 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 and ask yourself, do you fall in the same category as me? Where I say, I have done that. And if nothing else, in going to China, and I came back and I triggered my mind to teach a sermon on honor, and I received nothing else but the word to outdo my brothers and sisters in Christ. And the thing is, you have a family, and I love the way your family is always together. I love to see where people embrace each other and have their arm, as you do right now, around your wife. But this is 50, 60, 70 years, you'll have that opportunity. But God's talking about you and I are going to be together for eternity. And you and I are going to be together for eternity. So we need to kind of outdo each other while we have a chance here. Amen. For the church. Amen. Thank you. Look at the words. A place, this should be a place of unparalleled honor, where honor is mutually and lavishly exchanged. Others are affirmed of the work. And I heard you say something about that, Ben. By the mere fact that we're together, I should in some way be able to affirm to you what a blessing it is to be with you, to be with a sister in Christ, and to know what a wonderful, precious person you are, and you to me likewise. You notice I'm not looking at you, I'm looking at her. With you, I got some issues with. And again, I can say this. We can laugh about it, but we need to take this to heart. Now I'm jumping ahead of myself. I have to go back to the issue of heart. But are treated as valuable, costly, and precious. And by the way, and I see Peter Fixer's wife back there with a beautiful little hat on. Last week, walked over to me, and I'm sitting by myself, and she comes over and taps me on the shoulder. What a blessing that was, a single little tap on the shoulder. And you know what that tap meant? Kenny, you're precious. She didn't use those words, but that's what she said. I felt it and I knew it. And that's another issue with honor. We saw those little definitions. Honor is that which is greatly valued. Honor is that which is showing esteem. The words are simple. There's an intangible aspect to the issue of honor. I can't explain it, and you can't either. But you know when you are being honored. You know this. It's inherent within us. All are treated as valuable, costly, and precious. Others are affirmed of the work of God in their lives. Not what you're doing, but somehow, and that was mentioned again, what a great class this morning to talk about James and the work and the faith, and to be able to say, but all of this has to come out in saying, but what we do and what we say and what we are is a reflection of who God is within us. How to honor? We know this. I'm sure you've been to a sermon or so where someone says the time, the talent, the temple, the treasure, and then they reference Psalms and Isaiah and Colossians and Matthew and Corinthians and Proverbs. And it's true. If we had time to go through this, we had a series of lessons, we could go through and say, hey, we're going to spend a quarter on the subject of honor. But for today, we're spending 30 minutes on this, and we're wrapping ourselves around the whole issue of honor. And it says here, time, talent. But it has one other, time, talent, ticker. And I heard the word heart mentioned over and over today. The word heart is mentioned at least 1,000 times in the Scriptures, about 800 times in the Old, and 200 in the New. And it was beautiful hearing this today. And it just came to you. And I just said, it's from the heart these things happen. And over here, the whole heart, I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. And I will glorify your name forever. And how do we honor the Lord? With our whole heart. And by the way, God says, honor my brethren. And there were people that I've seen definitions where people say, well, honor really has to do with words and action. And my answer is, I don't think so. I think it goes beyond that. I think it includes the heart. Now you have to say this. What's the heart composed of? And God's very clear. And thank goodness, I love the electronic technology we have today. Because I could never come up with this, but there are people who have put in thousands of hours of studying the Scriptures and looking at the thousand terms, the thousand expressions used by the term heart in the Scriptures, and I thought this was good. Composed of the mind, the emotion, the will, and they cite Matthew and John and Acts and this. And so when we look at the whole heart and we say love with the heart, we're saying love with your mind, love with your emotions, love with your will, and it's driven love with your conscience. And you say, where did you come up with that? God said it, not me. And so, there's the heart, there's the mind, and there's the emotions, and there's the conscience, and there's the will, and there's the center of who I am. And if I come to you and I want to talk about my heart, it's the center of who I am. The results in honoring God, and we're close to the end of this right now, and I'm running over. My son told me, he said, God, in honor of people, keep this down to 20 minutes. And so, and he said they're going to laugh when you say that, Dad. So here we are. But I've got to just give me 3 more minutes and we'll be through this. This says, God honors you. Isn't that wonderful? The results of honoring, that God honors you. Because in Samuel and both in John, it says, for those who honor me, I will honor. And John says, if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. And what they're really saying, God the Father and God the Son both are honoring you. And honor results in prosperity, honor and peace. And you say, why do you know that? Because of Proverbs and Psalms again, when it says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds prosperity and honor, glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good. Not my words, it's just what God is telling me. And so I say, if I'm involved in this issue of honor, it's going to result in prosperity, honor, and peace. And so, here we are at the close of it. And it says, all people are of immeasurable value. We discussed that. It says, outdo others in showing honor. That was in Romans 10. It says, humility becomes before honor. And it says, when you honor, honor with your time and with your talent and with your temple and with your treasury. And then above all else, honor with your heart. That's what the Scriptures are telling us. And then it says, honor God the Father above anyone else. If we just left it right there, and that's, by the way, we don't want to leave it right there because God doesn't say to leave it right there. And that's the whole issue. Some people do. Some people, oh, God, I want to honor you. And God is saying, I want you to honor me. But I want you to honor the body of Christ too. And I want the children to honor the parents and the husbands to honor the wives. And it's this horizontal relationship along with a vertical relationship of honor. And it says parents and leaders and marriage and elderly and needy and everybody and everyone in the body of Christ. And you said honor and peace and prosperity. And that's what we've just talked about. But you can't throw something up with this many things on it until you take one thing at a time. And so I leave with this closing chart. All people are of immeasurable value to God. We started with that, and I want to end with that. And you and I went through something here that says, oh, I got a timeline out here. And the continuous, and I want to go back, and I want to say one more time how deeply I appreciated your comments when you kept talking about continuous walk. And when we leave here today, we're going to continuously do something about raising the bar of honor, whether it starts in 1 second or 5 seconds or 10 minutes when you get out of here. And then you looked at these little busy things that I put up. And then this leaves us with this one last question. And I deeply appreciate you allowing me to overdo my time. But I do think it's worthy for each one of us to walk out of here today with this on our mind. How do we better honor God and others? May God bless each one of you. That's it.